This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Gilbert Residence. Patient first name is Sharon, H-H-A-R-O-N. Last name is Nordhoff, N-O-R-D-H-O-F-F. Date of birth is 11-2-1942. Date of evaluation is 2/27/2024. Referring physician is Dr. Hamzavi, H-A-M-Z-A-V-I. Complaints, such psychiatric evaluation to assess patient's capacity to make informed medical decisions. Next paragraph, HPI, this 81 years old female. Period. This is a new referral to me. Period. I reviewed patient's chart, comma, progress notes, comma, current labs, comma, current medications, comma, vital signs, comma, current allergies, and discussed her condition with the nursing staff. I also spoke to patient daughter Rebecca, who is a nurse's aide at this facility. Patient's chart indicates history of cervical myelopathy, comma, coronary artery disease, comma, congestive heart failure, comma, hypertension, comma, dyslipidemia, comma, acute osteomyelitis, comma, pressure ulcer of sacral region, comma, history of acute kidney failure, period. Patient is a poor historian. Staff reports that she is she needs assistance with feeding. Patient is incontinent. The patient could not tell me how long she's lived here. Here she did not know the name of this facility, but she knew she's in Ypsilanti. She did not know current date, but she knew Biden as a president. She could recall one out of three objects after 3 minutes. Here she could not tell me names of her current medications. Peter staff reports no hostility or aggressive behaviors. Period. Patient's daughter reports that patient had a fall in April and since then she has cervical myelopathy. Period. Patient also had heart attack. Period. Her cognitive and physical limitations have progressively gotten worse. Period. Daughter reports that patient has had several hospitalizations and she was in two different facilities before coming to Gilbert Residence. The daughter reports that she makes decisions for her mom. No known prior history of mental illness, no history of psychosis. Your patient is on Ativan. Point 0.5 milligram Q4 hours BRN. She's also on morphine concentrate prescribed by PCP. Next paragraph, a review of systems. No general complaints, eyes denies any vision loss, ears, nose, throat, adequate hearing, no complaints, cardiovascular denied any chest pain or palpitations. Gastrointestinal denies any stomach issues. Genitourinary denies any urinary symptom, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, no obvious skin issues, neurologic. Acknowledged forgetfulness, endocrine, no changes. allergies, no recent history of urticaria, hives, seasonal or environmental allergies. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no. Prior history of suicide attempts, no. Prior history of aggressive behaviors, no. Next paragraph, substance abuse history, alcohol, no. Cannabinoids, no. Opioids, no. Stimulants, no. Next paragraph, psychiatric history. Highest level of education, high school graduate. Number of children, one. Social support, family, friends, current life stressors, current medical issues, sources of history, patient chart, family, staff. Next paragraph, histories and habits. Under present history of cervical myelopathy, comma coronary artery disease, comma congestive heart failure, comma hypertension, comma lipidemia, comma acute osteomyelitis, comma history of falls, comma stage 4, coccyx ulcer. Save that information. Next paragraph, medications, Ativan 0.5 milligram. Sublingual Q4 hours PRN, take it a current medication, psychiatric examination, vital signs, blood pressure is 156 or 81, pulse 78 per minute, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general, looks appropriate for stated age, grooming adequate, body build thin, slight, nutrition, well nourished, eye contact poor, level of consciousness alert. Demeanor, calm, orientation to self, attention, concentration poor, judgment impaired, insight impaired, impulse control intact, thought processes are disorganized, flight of ideas none, losing of associations normal, suicidal ideation denied, homicidal ideation denied, memory immediate, mildly impaired, memory remote, mildly impaired, memory recent, mildly impaired, fund of knowledge, poor mood, anxious, affect, constricted, delirium, absent, sleep, fear, next paragraph, under assessment adjustment disorder with the anxiety of 43.22, plans continue lorazepam as prescribed. Next paragraph, number 2. Number 2 is dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere mild without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety of 02.80, F02.A0, plans continued supportive interventions, encourage adequate hydration, nutrition. Next paragraph, disposition, check, recommend continuing non-pharmacological interventions. Check, document any symptoms of anxiety. Next paragraph, patient has significant cognitive impairment, limited insight, and remains totally dependent on staff for ADL care, period. She seems to lack capacity to make informed medical decisions at this time. Next paragraph, for orders and procedures, 99305. Next paragraph, complexity under medical decision making, total minutes are 40. Check indication for visit new patient. Check save. This is end of dictation of Sharon Nordhoff, NORDHOFF. Thank you.